This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Secretary General of the United Nations has called on 9 countries to resume funding the main agency providing aid in the Gaza Strip. The United States, Britain, and other Western nations suspended funding to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees after several employees were accused of taking part in the attack that ignited the Israel-Hamas war 4 months ago. The dispute engulfing the agency came as U.S. officials said negotiators were closing in on a ceasefire agreement. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Iran says it has successfully launched 3 satellites into space, the latest for a program that the West says improves Tehran's ballistic missiles. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The state-run news agency reported Sunday that the launch also saw the successful use of Iran's Samurai rocket, which has had multiple failures in the past. The United States has previously said Iran's satellite launches defy a UN Security Council resolution and called on Tehran to undertake no activity involving ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons. UN sanctions related to Iran's ballistic missile program expired last October. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
2 masked gunmen shot 1 person dead during Sunday morning service at a church in Istanbul, Turkey's interior minister said, adding authorities were working to capture the assailants. He said the attack, which Ankara condemned, took place at the Italian Santa Maria Catholic Church, and 1 person, who was targeted by the gunmen, was killed while attending the service. Istanbul Governor Davut Gül said the victim was a Turkish national and no one else was hurt. Speaking to reporters outside the church, he said the attackers fired just 1 person. This is VOA News. Ukraine's security service says employees from an arms firm conspired with defense ministry officials to embezzle almost $40 million earmarked to buy mortar shells for the war with Russia. The SBU said late Saturday 5 people have been charged and the money has been recovered. The investigation comes as Kyiv clamps down on corruption as it attempts to speed up its membership in the European Union and NATO. Officials from both blocs have demanded widespread anti-graft reforms before Kyiv can join them. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was elected on an anti-corruption platform in 2019, long before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. 3 West African junta-led states, Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso, said on Sunday they are leaving the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, immediately, according to a joint statement read out on Niger's national television.
Leur Excellence, le Capitaine Ibrahim Traoré.
The 3 neighboring states are all ruled by military officers who have seized power in coups in 2020. The coups were since 2020. This has put them at odds with the rest of West African bloc, which is urging them to return to democratic rule. The juntas have all severed long-standing military ties with former colonial ruler France, dealing a blow to France's influence in the region and complicating international efforts to curb a decade-old Islamist insurgency that has destabilized the Sahel region. 2 climate activists have hurled soup at the glass protecting the Mona Lisa at the Louvre Museum in Paris and shouted slogans advocating for a sustainable food system. It comes as French farmers have been protesting for days across the country against several issues, including low wages. A newcomer to the Australian Open men's finals is now the tennis major tournament's champion. AP correspondent Graham Agars reports.
22-year-old Yannick Sinner has produced a dramatic comeback from 2 sets to love down to claim the Australian Open title over retiring Daniil Medvedev. Sinner finally sealed the win 6-3 in the 5th set of a 3-hour and 44-minute battle, with the Russian clearly showing the physical effects of 4 5-set matches during the championship and a record 24 hours plus on court. Sinner became just the 3rd Italian male to win a major title, and he did it on his first visit to a final. The finale was the 35th 5-set match for the championship, equaling the record set at the 1983 US Open. I'm Graham Agars.
And I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.